This is John Gramstrand, and I'm a certified energy specialist for CHS Ag Services in Stephen, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning, Farm News Time here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Coonan. We'll have an update from Sierra Doctor as well. Russia unleashed a widespread attack on Ukraine early today. The bombing is focused on Ukrainian infrastructure, including the electrical grid and water supplies. This follows a drone attack on Russian ships over the weekend.
In response to the weekend drone attack at a major Crimean port, Russia suspended its participation in the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Russia claims the Ukrainian military used the cover of the humanitarian grain corridor to launch attacks, making it impossible to guarantee safety for ships. President Biden criticized the decision, saying Russia's withdrawal from the deal will increase starvation worldwide. United Nations is speaking with Russian leaders to try and save that grain deal and prevent a major food insecurity crisis.
The latest development in the Black Sea region sent the grain markets higher overnight. Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi says the Russian announcement is influencing the world grain supply.
When you look at the wheat chart, wheat was towards the lower price range it's been in months and months. So the funds had sold some wheat. Yeah, they probably got to buy it back. So we had no problem opening 50 higher, went 60 higher, and we're almost there right now. And corn's bid real close to $7 for Dease corn. And as this pipeline's tight with people in the world not having availability of the Ukraine grain, another blow to the market. You threw on the Mississippi River and everything else. It's just hard to get grain in the world right now.
With the loss of the Ukrainian grain deal, there may be more opportunities out of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, that's a great question. The PNW markets have been bid. North Dakota basis has been hot. The Mississippi River's messed up. Exports. You know, the thing about America, although grain's expensive here, we have it, and we'll get it to you in the proper amount of time. And it should get there safely, whereas other parts of the world are just so dangerous right now. And what happened last night kind of reminds me of when India said, we're not going to export. Well, that's because people don't have the grain to export, and that's why the price is so high. But when it comes to wheat, yeah, we should start selling a little more wheat.
Russia plans to supply 500,000 tons of grain to poor countries within the next 4 months. The Russian news agency made the announcement this weekend after Russia pulled out of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. On Friday, Russian leaders claimed only 3% of the food in the United Nations agreement has gone to the poorest countries.
Meanwhile, France is working with Ukraine to export grain with a land route through Poland or Romania. The French agriculture minister said it is working on a plan that does not put his country in the bad will of Russian President Putin.
AccuWeather is estimating the delays in barge traffic on the Mississippi River is costing U.S. agriculture $20 billion in losses. Today is first notice day for November soybean futures, and the Price Futures Group says the backlog in grain and soybean shipments could encourage deliveries against the November soybean futures contract.
One thing all FFA members have in common is their interest and passion for FFA and leadership. Minnesota State FFA reporter Caden Johnson says if it wasn't for a required ag class, he would not have joined the FFA program.
My background actually kind of had an interesting beginning. Originally, I did not grow up on a farm or come from an agricultural background. So my first experience began in the seventh grade with my first agricultural class. I was not looking forward to it prior to entering it, but thankfully through that class I formed a passion, and I just have kept on going through the organization. I've fallen in love with the industry of agriculture, and here I am now serving as a state officer this year.
Johnson says bridging the gap between farmers and consumers is the biggest challenge that the industry faces.
I definitely think that there's a misunderstanding of agriculture and what it is to a lot of people, especially across the nation and the globe. Currently, it seems there's a lot of what is agriculture, and if it doesn't align with kind of how I see it, then it doesn't align with anything. But agriculture truly is the running force in our world right now. Without agriculture, we really wouldn't be here. And so it's important for people to realize that agriculture truly is everything under the sun, especially with consumerism and everything that we have in our everyday lives.
More than 60,000 FFA members were in Indianapolis over the past few days for the National FFA Convention. We'll have more coverage as the day continues. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. National FFA Convention wrapped up this weekend. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Sierra Doctor was there.
Our coverage of the National FFA Convention is brought to you by CHS, A Country Farm Credit Services, Associated Milk Producers with Dinner Bell Creamery, Proceed, and Corteva. 155 recipients were recognized this year as honorary American degrees for their outstanding service to National FFA. National FFA Alumni Central Region Representative Brooks Hetley was one of those who received the honorary American degree this year at convention. Hetley's involvement goes back to his local high school FFA chapter in North Dakota.
Yeah, so originally I started as a member of the Elgin New Leipzig FFA chapter, which is now the Grant County FFA chapter. I was state president in North Dakota and then was a national officer candidate as well. Took a little bit of a break after my FFA involvement as a student, but then came back as an alumni and supporters when I was living in Kansas and got involved at the Kansas level, helping out with different activities and events, and eventually had the opportunity to serve on the National FFA Alumni and Supporters Advisory Committee, and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years as the Central Region Representative. We've been working on a lot of different things, especially my time on the board has been impacted by COVID. So working through how do we support alumni and supporters as well as our FFA chapters.
Hetley credits his career and job opportunities to his time building connections in FFA.
I think there's so many to list, so just a few off the top of my head is that community building and connection. You just get to meet a lot of different people and make those connections, and it's great coming back to Indy and for a convention. You get to bump into lots of people that you haven't seen maybe for a year or a few years. That's great. I just think the leadership, public speaking, things like that, it's definitely helped me in my career. Work at North Dakota State University, and it helps me both personally and professionally, so definitely I have a lot of gratitude for my experience in FFA. And I guess for me, this doesn't signal the end of my involvement. I think it's just the spark to continue that as well. So again, I'm appreciative to receive this award and looking forward to continuing my service to FFA.
Our coverage of the National FFA Convention is brought to you by Bayer, Nutrien, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, Minnesota Farmers Union, and South Dakota Farmers Union. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Sierra Doctor on the Red River Farm Network.
Brazil's former president Lula beat incumbent Bolsonaro in the closest presidential election in Brazilian history. Lula had 50.9% of the vote, Bolsonaro 49.1%. Lula was president from 2003 to 2010 and spent time in jail after that for corruption. Under Bolsonaro, soybean acres increased with more of the Amazon rainforest cut down. Lula has promised to reduce that trend.
Freezing temperatures are expected this week in Argentina, Uruguay, and parts of the Rio Grande do Sul area of Brazil. World Weather Incorporated says most of the damage from the cold will be concentrated in the west central portions of Brazil. Wheat and barley will likely see the most damage.
EverAg market analyst Cole Adams says the livestock market has been on a good run.
The cash market has been steadily climbing over the last few weeks, and the board has really been playing catch up here after the last interest rate hike news. So, you know, on the board side, we're getting overbought, certainly in need of a pullback. But if this cash market remains red hot, certainly futures are going to stay pretty supported as well. This cutout has been, you know, kind of continuing to stay strong. Packers are having to increase their bids. Feedlots are staying pretty held on their positions as far as what price they want in order to let the cattle go, that it's heading in the right direction.
Andrew Seibel of Virginia is the new National FFA president. FFA, a part of Seibel's DNA, with his father on the Virginia FFA staff and his sister serving as a national officer 3 years ago. Seibel has advice for FFA members returning to the classroom today.
This organization has opportunities for anybody, wherever they may be in life, and sometimes they don't work out, but we learn so much about ourselves through those opportunities, and when we take them, we're going to look back happy about this organization. I know for a long time I was regretful I didn't take every opportunity I had in FFA, and I really wish I did, and I'd want to encourage our members to take every single opportunity they could.
And the rest of the National FFA officer team come from Pennsylvania, Texas, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Illinois.
The Minnesota Department of Agriculture will award up to $551,000 to promote urban agriculture. Grant applications will be accepted until January 12th to promote urban youth ag education. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Grace D. Giovanni of South Dakota's McCook Central FFA received the National FFA Proficiency Award for Service Learning Entrepreneurship Placement. After attending a National Youth Healthy Living Summit, Dee Giovanni was inspired to promote health and wellness in her community. She's the driving force behind a backpack program that sends food home to needy students.
I've been involved with the backpack program since I was a sophomore, and I helped pack it, and I know one-on-one kind of what that's like, because when I was younger, I used to be a receiver in those backpacks. But as I've grown up, I kind of learned to give back to my community and learn more about what I can do to benefit them. So with personal experience, that just made me want to add more to it.
The low water levels on the Mississippi River are adding to the volatility in the fertilizer business. A quarterly report from Rabobank said the river shipping problem could influence supplies of some of the fertilizer. Ammonia prices are up 15% year over year. The Rabobank analysis said the bottlenecks on the river may have hurt soybeans and the most because the beans are so dependent on exports. The secondary rail markets are at the highest level since 2012. The cost for trucking freight is down 4% from its peak in May, but still 17% above 1 year ago.
The Potato Leadership Education and Advancement Foundation has announced the latest class of Potato Industry Leaders Leadership Institute. There are two members of the class from the region, Nick DeSoto of Grafton and Cole Schulich of Crete, North Dakota.
So we check markets. We are on the high side with the news of Russia pulling out of that Black Sea Grain Initiative over the weekend. The Minneapolis wheat, that December contract, 33 and a half higher right now, 978 and a half. March, 32 higher, 985. Chicago wheat, a gain of 45 cents for the Dease contract, 874 and a quarter. The December contract, 866, 966 for KC wheat, December. And that's a gain of 41 cents. Over in the corn market, higher as well. 14 cents better for the December corn, 694 and three quarters. March, 699 and a half, 12 and three quarter higher. Soybeans for November, a gain of 5 and a quarter cents. And March at 1412 and a half, that's 3 and a half cents higher. So some gains being seen in this overnight grain trade. Before we head to the farm calendar, just a quick note, we're adding a new farm broadcaster to the Red River Farm Network team. As of today, Whitney Pittman joining the Red River Farm Network team. A big welcome to Whitney. And on the calendar, South Dakota State University, their Swine Education and Research Facility hosting Swine Day. That'll be tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. They're going to be looking at some of the issues going on in the swine industry. They'll have the veterinarian from New Fashion Pork as their keynote speaker. They'll look at alternative ingredients, and economist Steve Meyer will also present an afternoon session at that program tomorrow. And the North Dakota Wheat Commission and U.S. Durum Growers hosting the annual Crop Outlook and International Durum Forum. That's tomorrow and Wednesday in Minot. This is the Red River Farm Network.